1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A massive heat wave is scorching parts of the Southwest and West today, with temps in the triple digits in cities like Phoenix. Park Ranger Cody Huggins warns hikers there.
Things bake and cook. The heat just radiates off the asphalt here and all the dirt and rock.
Phoenix firefighters are also using ice immersions to treat heat stroke victims. Boeing Starliner capsule made it off the ground today in Florida.
It's now fully in orbit and moving to the ISS, which typically hovers somewhere around 250 miles above Earth. So far, so good, though. Everything has gone as well as Boeing could have wanted.
CBS's Mark Strassman. And drivers in New York City won't have to worry about congestion pricing. The governor put it on indefinite delay to keep up pandemic recovery. Mayor Eric Adams.
We have to get it right. We have to make sure that it's not a dual burden on everyday New Yorkers. We have to make sure that it's not going to impact our recovery.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun finds himself in jail. Randall Hepp was already facing lawsuits over prisoner deaths and a federal investigation into smuggling allegations by staff. Online records don't specify what potential charges he may face. Two lawyers and a former aide to Donald Trump are charged with felony forgery for their roles in the 2020 fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says the decision to charge has nothing to do with this year's election.
The decisions we make are not based on external factors like the ones you mentioned. They're based on our judgment about how we can most effectively pursue the interests of justice in this case.
Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are due in a Madison courtroom on September 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The decision to bottle feed or breastfeed is usually a personal one. However, experts agree that breast milk is the healthier option for babies. New research at Marshfield Clinic Health Systems show that exclusive breastfeeding rates are drastically lower in the Asian Hmong population. These statistics are startling and warrant further discussion to identify the gaps in equitable care. Kaya Lohr is a Medical College of Wisconsin-Wausau medical student. She is leading the effort to interview Hmong women over 18 who have children or are currently pregnant to gain a better understanding of the factors influencing a Hmong woman's decision to breastfeed or bottle feed. Lohr said she is committed to women's health, health equity, and always seeking ways to enhance health care by delivering community-specific care. The Brittany Saylor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Music Festival is tomorrow through Saturday. Find out more at bluegrassatthelake.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Green Bay Packers offseason work continues ahead of the 2024 season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Quarterback Jordan Love says that the team is in a great spot right now as they continue their offseason workouts.
Just having everybody here right now at this time is very cool, because you just build those relationships and get closer with guys and get to go out there and work and compete with them every day. So I think this team's in an awesome spot right now.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said in his press conference yesterday that there was a great energy about the team both in meetings and on the field. The Milwaukee Brewers fell in 10 innings last night to the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy says the pitching staff turned in a good game.
To shut them out for that many innings, you know, and with those guys, it's pretty special. And then, Aguero made one tough pitch and one bad pitch and good piece of hitting at the end by Castellanos. So. Really good major league hitter.
The Brewers and Phillies wrap up their three-game series this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Pat Kreitlow. Thursday on Up North News Radio, Rebecca Cook wraps up our interviews, catching up this week with the three Democrats trying to win the 3rd Congressional District primary.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I am in central Wisconsin, beautiful up here. Weather took a turn for the worse, though. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. I got an email from northern Wisconsin. This one, titled, "The Devil's in the Details," sent to me by Boz. "Hi, Mike. I just discovered your station and program last week, and Boz is listening on 1260 AM in Amory, Wisconsin, Lake Eyre. That's near where he lives, he tells me, and I'm blown away. I've waited 30 years to hear an AM station that wasn't pushing a right-wing agenda. Every town seems to have a Rush Limbaugh, Goebbels, saying the same, let's just say, stuff over and over. It's worse out here in the rural areas. Mainstream media is what the oligarchs want us to hear. Where the hell does anyone think these idiots get their propaganda? Anyways, he's a musician. He made a lot of original albums and songs, including one called Ride with the Devil. Well, we'll have to investigate it. But he said it was written during the Chicago Dem Convention, 1968.
Wow.
Yeah, you can run with the devils. We'll be providing your convention coverage. We'll be there, Dom. So, Boz asked for permission to send the song. Hell yeah, man, send the song. And also, Boz ends with this thought. Thanks for your work. It's given me some hope. We have to fix this crap. Thank you, Boz. Yes, sir.
Right. Yes,
we
yes,
do
we
need
do.
To fix this crap. But, you know, I'm glad you found us out there in the Netherlands. But Boz said he was blown away by the Devil's Advocates and hearing it on the radio up there, Lake Eyre. But, Dom, true story. As I was on the radio about 4:45 this afternoon, a little squall blew across the lake here. I'm looking out on a lake in north central Wisconsin. And the kayak was sitting on the pier. And then it wasn't. Then it was out in the lake.
Yeah.
Except I was on a live radio show. And we had a quick commercial break. And I went and yelled at my grown son who was trying to take a nap because he worked all night last night. And I said, Caden, help a brother out. Right. And understand, there is a thunderstorm going on with squall winds. And I'm like, can you go get the kayak? Because your mom will literally kill me. And I do mean the literal killer.
Not figuratively, literally. She will crucify
you. No, I will literally be crucified on a kayak. So thank you, Caden, for saving my eternal soul, or at least a little bit longer on this planet, Dom. Thanks, Caden. And now the storm's gone. Back to nice. It was like a 15-minute storm, apparently. Dom, so anyways, changing winds. Kind of like the Justice Alito story. I wanted to start there, and I know we've got some callers. But the Justice Alito account of the upside-down flag, and his home really doesn't add up.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like some shifting, changing winds, Dom. Perhaps we can start the happier happy hour here. Supreme Court, Justin Juvenal over at the Washington Post. I believe you shared this one with me, Dom. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito Jr. has offered, let's call it multiple accounts of, how he politically charged flags came to fly upside down in his home in Virginia and New Jersey, the type of display that's generally off limits for judges who must remain impartial and avoid any appearance of bias as they handle cases. And Dom, since the public revelation of the flags engulfed the nation's highest court in criticism last month, and prompted call for Alito's recusal from certain cases. And what do we know? He's not recusing. The justice has said it was his wife who flew the banners, not him.
Yeah.
And that she flew one of them after a neighborhood dispute. I can tell you from my own personal experience, fear of one's wife is a real thing. But anyways. But his successive explanations in a statement, an interview with Fox News, and letters to Congress have raised additional questions. Always best to tell the truth when one's blaming one's wife the first time through, Dom. And in some cases, conflicted with known facts. Oh, he's lying to the American people, Dom.
It's like perjury. Well,
only if he was under oath. I don't know if telling a lie to Fox News...
No, of course
not. That's sort of the expected standard.
No, I get it. I get it. I get it. I understand the concept of perjury. But, you know, as a U.S. Supreme Court judge, you should know, you know, lying is generally not a great thing. And if they lie in his courtroom, he would have a problem with that, I would imagine. But it's okay for him to lie?
I understand. Some would like to subpoena him to the U.S. Senate run by the Democrats where they have the gavel power. But back to this article, Dom. Alito has yet to fully explain some key aspects of the controversy. How long did an upside-down American flag fly at Alito's Virginia home? Where did they get the appeal to heaven flag that flew at their New Jersey beach house? Please clarify that's Mrs. Alito's New Jersey beach house. And more
yes,
questions.
Sure.
Here are some of the major discrepancies in Alito's telling and what is still not fully answered. Neither he nor his wife... Martha Ann Alito responded to a request for comment. No comments from the Alitos, Dom. But the neighborhood dispute, maybe you can help me with this.
Yeah, man, I got you. Alito has consistently cited the feud between Martha Ann Alito and a neighbor as the backdrop for his wife raising the upside-down American flag at their Fairfax County, Virginia home in the weeks after the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol. But his description of the episode is contradicted at significant points by police records, neighbors' descriptions of events, and other facts. I mean, you could call it.
Don't
a
you
dispute.
Hate when the facts get in the way, Dom?
No, it's a good story, though. No, my wife, my insurrectionist wife, didn't fly the flag upside down in support of January 6th and the insurrection and, you know, take over and coup of the government. No, 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 no. It was all about a feud with a neighbor, because that makes sense. But I digress. The reporting from the Washington Post.
How does that compare with Jenny Thomas sending emails to Trump's chief of staff trying to overturn the outcome of the election?
It compares very similarly, Crudy.
I just want to clarify your opinion.
Yeah. Leo told Fox News reporter Shannon Bream, the neighborhood dispute began when his wife went to speak with their neighbor, Emily Baden in January of 21. Martha Annalita was upset the woman was displaying an anti-Trump flag with an expletive within 50 feet of where children await the school bus, as Bream put on X, formerly Twitter. But Fairfax County schools were shuttered at the time because of the coronavirus pandemic and had been since March of 2020. All but a tiny handful of students were learning virtually. Students did not return to the classroom until February 16th of 21, after the flag episode occurred. In addition, Baden and her mother said in interviews that the school bus stop near their home was moved before the dispute began, and they confirmed no students were catching the bus at the time. Ruh-roh. Baden told the Washington Post the row began shortly after Christmas 2020 when Martha Annalito stopped by her home to thank her for taking down the anti-Trump sign featuring the expletive, in which the justice's wife said was offensive. Baden said she told Alito the sign would remain on display and had not been taken down. It is simply blown over. She also said,
"Hey,
Alito,
thanks for pointing it out. Let me go put the sign back up."
Right. She also said Alito never mentioned the school bus stop. The conflict soon escalated. So she was just thanking the neighbor for taking down the expletive F Trump sign. Didn't mention at the time, didn't bring up the fact, oh, the children. What about the children? Justice Alito has portrayed Baden and her then-boyfriend as aggressors in the dispute, writing in letters to Congress that his neighbors had displayed a sign attacking his wife personally. But photos provided by Baden and interviews with a neighbor indicate the signs make no explicit mention of Martha Ann Alito. Attacking
what about
personal.
Karen?
Karen. One featured the off-color reference to Trump on one side and the phrase, "By Don, B-Y-E Don," on the other. A second read, "Trump is a fascist," and a third read, "You are complicit." Maybe that's the one she's talking about, Martha Ann. She took that one a little too close. It's possible the Aliotas thought the latter sign referred to them. Hey, see what I said? But Baden said it was directed at Republicans who she felt were complicit in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. You know, like U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. A neighbor who saw the signs at Baden's house confirmed that none directly referenced the Alitos. In her telling, Baden said it was Martha Ann Alito who confronted them on a handful of occasions. After the initial encounter, Baden said Martha Ann Alito glared at them from her car on January 7th of 21 and ran down her driveway and spat at Baden's vehicle on another occasion. Oh, she's a spitter. Justice Alito told Bream a key moment in the dispute came when he and his wife were walking in the neighborhood sometime after the initial conversation. A man got into an argument with Martha Ann Alito and called her a vulgar epithet, for part of a woman's anatomy, according to the injustice. We know what that was. I assume that's the C word. In his letter to Congress, Alito said the man followed him down the street. But Baden said that while the confrontation with the Alitos involved both her and her then-boyfriend, it was actually she who uttered the epithet, an account confirmed by the neighbor who heard it. Baden said she couldn't recall whether she and her boyfriend then followed the Alitos down the street. Justice Alito told Bream that following the exchange, his wife was distraught and raised the upside-down flag. But a photo obtained by the New York Times showed the flag flying on January 17th of 2021. The timing seems off. The profane encounter between Martha Ann Alito Baden and her then-boyfriend occurred about a month after the upside-down flag was raised, according to a phone call the boyfriend placed to police on that day. Fairfax County, Virginia government spokesman confirmed the call was placed on February 15th of 2021. So it seems like
that's
there's
like a month later.
And who the hell raises an upside down flag for being called the C word? That's your response? I mean, if you're an adult, I mean, if you were civil and you were the wife of a sitting Supreme Court justice like Alito, I mean, the proper reaction would be to spit on him, right? 844-967-2789. I feel like I'm spitting on the mic.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8?
it'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Shout out the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789, talk or text. Be patient, callers. We will get to you when Rich gets a moment.
Dom, I have been actively checking the text line because that's what I do. I like hearing from the people in written format. Also, like it when you call, again, 844-96-PARTY. But here are a few of the text. I believe this one's from Steve, but can't confirm that. Just received a funding letter from criminal Donald Trump, which I'd normally throw away. But the cheap bastard expected me to pay for postage. He's sending you letters, COD, man? I do believe it's Steve from Madison Devil Radio, he says. Yeah. And Matt from Germantown asked, he said, so don't get me wrong, not a fan of him, but don't we all know, and I assume he's talking about Alito here, Justice Alito, although I don't like calling him that. Matt says, not a fan of the man, but don't we all know their leanings anyways? Like, we know the biases of all of them, so does it really matter? I don't like it, but curious your thoughts. Out of a do about nothing? Is it okay to fly an upside-down flag and then lie to the American people about your rationale and reasons and then blame it on your wife, of course, does?
Which even the way you laid out there has, like, multiple parts that are problematic. And I'm not clear what flag etiquette is. And remember how very, very concerned Republicans were about flag etiquette when it was the NFL players kneeling down right during the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem, or when any of the issues that they have with regards to the flag. It's very important. No burning of the flag, no wearing of the flag. Well, what happens when you fly a flag upside down? What does that mean? Well, it should never be displaced upside down, according to the WUNC.org. Except as a signal of dire distress in instances of extreme danger to life or property. Not being called the C word. That's what they're saying. That's what they're blaming it on. 844-967-2789.
One more text. I like this one from Cam from Nina. He's a frequent flyer. Cam says, so let me get this straight. They care about what kids stand next to. Apparently, the offensive sign that no one had stood next to in 9 months because it was a pandemic and they weren't actively attending the school, but setting that aside. But they won't make sure they have a effing meal guaranteed every day.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, what is more disgraceful, a vulgar word that they might see in print, or the fact that they're standing there hungry?
Well, come on, let's stop with the excellent BS. Point. It wasn't because she was called a vulgar word. It was their support for the insurrection, man. That's why it was there. That's why it was there. You can say all these other things, but we went through, and there's more at the Washington Post about the discrepancies of the stories, but let's just cast it all aside. Once you get 3, 4, 5 different contradictions of their statement and their perception versus what the reality appears to have been from other witnesses and other facts, I mean, you got a call to the police on it. There's a date, there's a timestamp on it. It doesn't match. So let's just assume he's a lying POS. Well, why was the flag being flown upside down? Because apparently in their mind, we're in such a distress and it's deserved to what? Overthrow, attack the Capitol because Trump said so. Now, is that a big deal? I mean, what flag is appropriate? If she flown the stars and bars or the Nazi flag, would that be okay? How about the F Joe Biden flag? How about the F your feelings flag? How about that? Would that be okay? I mean, we know what it is. And it's one thing to be down with a political opponent, a political ally. This is my guy. Okay, I can understand. I'm going to vote for somebody too. Everyone's going to vote for somebody. But you flew a flag upside down, which means distress, great, grave danger to life, body, property. And it was done during the January 6th insurrection. It was an effort to show support. So in that context, absolutely the guy should recuse at minimum.
Dom, I have a question for the audience, and I'd like participation with this. 844-967-2789. I always call flying the freak flag. You know, when one flies their flag and says, I am that sort of freak. And one clear thing you can do is brand oneself with a tramp stamp, let's say. Like Stone. Roger Stone has, what, a tricky Dick Nixon on his back. Not in the traditional lower back area. But I would wonder, Dom, what freak flag do you think Karen Alito's got for a tramp stamp? Is it the appeal to heaven? The upside down American in distress flag? 844.
When is it appropriate?
2789. If you have an opinion, you can add it here.
And the callers, be patient. Another one from AmericanFlags.com. When is it appropriate to fly the flag upside down? Well, according to this, during natural disasters, civil unrest, war and conflict, political turmoil, personal distress.
You're a freak.
I don't see the C word. When your neighbors call you a C word, after what, you try to spit on them because they put up an F Trump sign that was nowhere near the school bus at the time during the COVID lockdown? I mean, how many layers of BS do we need? 844-967-2799. Callers, I know you're there. We want to get to you. Be very patient. I want to make sure we give you an appropriate amount of time to let us know what you think. Does Karen Alito have a point?
Does she have a freak flag? Does she have a tramp stamp down? That's my question.
No, Karen Alito does not have a tramp stamp. She does not have a tattoo. I don't buy that. I take that action. I highly doubt it.
She's clearly not afraid to make public displays.
Ain't
that could be a semi-private display just for, you know, private eyes, if you know what I'm saying.
Watching you, baby. Us.
We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll fly the freak flag. It is a happier, happy hour indeed when you participate. Shout at the Devils. 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are running candidates in all 16 state Senate races in November and 97 of 99 assembly seats. Republicans turned in papers in 11 Senate seats and 84 assembly districts. That's according to an analysis by WIS Politics. Four Democrats and 22 Republicans in the assembly will face primary challengers under new district maps. Automakers will have to comply with tighter emission standards starting in a couple of years. Local leaders say it's a good idea. Pamela Guffman is a member of the Chippewa County Board. She says cleaner cars are good for everyone.
Keeping employers and employees happy by people being healthy enough to get to work.
Guffman is also a registered nurse. The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Applying for a job online has become a more common practice. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin warns that job scammers have gotten very sophisticated. They seem to represent real employers, require interviews, and even provide phony offer letters. The way it works is you apply for a job online through a reputable third-party job-seeking site for a remote job. A few days or weeks later, you get a text message or email asking if you're still interested in the position or for a similar one at the same company. If you reply, here is where the red flags start to appear. Instead of a phone interview or video call, the scammer will ask you to download a messaging app to conduct the interview over text. After the interview, they'll offer you the job on the spot with great benefits, ask for personal information, or offer to send you a check to purchase equipment. Don't fall for jobs that seem too good to be true. You can find out more at bbb.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes passion for one's art is so pure, even a life-threatening car accident can't keep one from their dreams. Actress and native Wisconsinite Marissa Bodie is set to make her feature film debut in the motion picture Wicked, based on the Broadway play. Bodie hails from Mazomanie, Wisconsin. She has been acting since she was 8 years old and got her start in a Madison Children's Theater. In 2011, she was involved in a life-altering car accident on the way to rehearsal, leaving her paralyzed from the waist down. But the incident did not keep Bodie down. She went on to earn a theater degree in college. Wicked is told from the point of view of the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Bodie plays Nessa Rose, the witch's younger sister. Part one of the film will hit theaters in November of this year. Part two is scheduled to hit theaters in November of 2025. Not only did Bodie overcome incredible odds and land a role in a major motion picture, this is her feature film debut. Way to go, Marissa. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's day four of Biden's top 100. We'll be joined by Isabella Devan. We'll be talking about how monopolies steal money from you and what Joe Biden is doing about it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
She's a very kinky girl.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a super freaky Wednesday edition, a happier happy hour rolling through it with your phone calls and your text. I understand some are playing the Scotty Summer Game. Apparently you're looking for a keyword. Here it is. Crudy went up north there, hey. Your keyword is north. Like Dom is my North Star. Here are a few texts on the text line, Dom. Are you guys going to cover the Waupun Correctional Facility? A bunch of people are being charged, including the former warden. Where were you in the 3 o'clock hour? You're texting on the WMDX line. We led the day at 3 o'clock on WMDX 92.7 with the Waupun story. The fact that warden's in jail and 8 other employees are also charged. Would we have more to offer above and beyond the fun coverage we already gave it? We'll update probably tomorrow.
Hey, and also, Texter, where were you then? All we ask. We're very humble and simple guys. 3 hours a day. That's all you got to do. 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time, 3 hours a day. You won't miss a thing.
If it means quitting a job, ending a marriage, whatever it takes, that's all we ask. here's one playing along with the super freaky fun question. What do you think Karen Alito, and that's not a real name, so, you know, I'm not really casting aspersions, Dom.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think Karen Alito's freak flag is? What do you think her tramp stamp is? And Jim from Appletown says she probably has the don't tread on me snake.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Yeah, the snake, man.
Upside down. You know, so it's crawling south, if you know what I'm saying.
I got you, man. Yes.
Carmella says, Dom and Cruth, the hypocrisy of Justice Alito is astounding. He has no say about his wife flying a flag upside down at one of his homes, but he can tell other women what to do with their bodies. Yeah. She doesn't seem happy. Carmella, thank you for your contribution. Eric from Lodi says, Karen Alito has only on your birthday tramp stamp, or should it be a Trump stamp?
Oh, there you go. Yes.
The Trump stamp. Sherry from Horicon just texted in. Apparently she was waiting for the word north. Some are playing that game. Dom was not playing, so I blame Dom and Mrs. Alito.
It's all my fault. But come on. I mean, let's not lose our minds here. Let's be logical human beings. This flag was confirmed to be noticed at least by January 17th. That's when the photo was obtained by the Times. Neighbors of the Alitos said they didn't remember exactly when it went up, but they placed the timing in the latter half of January 2021. And we have a specific one date of January 17th for sure. Now, is it coincidental that that's 11 days after the MAGAs ransacked the Capitol? You know what I'm saying? So here's the point. The justice, her husband, is going to evaluate whether or not the president at the time, Donald Trump, has what, absolute immunity to do whatever the hell he wants, to call SEAL Team 6 up on his political rivals. I think if you are showing support for the insurrection, that maybe you already have something in your mind about how things should be with regard to that president, regarding that administration. So all this talk about all this, well, the C word of these signs and all the children, give me a freaking break. That was peer support for the insurrection flown by Alito's on Alito's property. Whether or not he put it up or blamed it on the wife, I don't give a damn. The fact that it was there for multiple days, the fact that he's going to determine some cases regarding the very folks that they supported in that case, in that issue. I find that very problematic, and I want to get caught up on all the Karens and the freak flags. I get it, but the whole story is bunk. It's a lie. You know it in your heart, in your guts. You know it. Someone flying a flag upside down like they were at the riot, at the insurrection, at the attack on the Capitol, Then they're flying the other flag that was also at that attack on the Capitol. Maybe they were supportive of the folks who attacked the Capitol. I mean, call me crazy, but that's how my mind works. Or it was because she was called a mean name. Give me a break.
But that mean name calling happened a month later. I got one more suggestion for the freak flag, because I'm totally ignoring all your discounting of it. The freak flag, I think, would be what I saw at the Trump rally in Waukesha County, Wisconsin, at the Waukesha Expo Center. First flag I noted they were selling these was a Confederate flag with the Gadsden snake.
Oh.
You turn it upside down so the snake's headed south, and I think that is the tramp stamp on Karen Alito's lower back, Dom.
Oh, let's get you a caller.
I have that independently verified.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. Cam from Appleton, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. First, her tramp stamp flag is an upside-down pineapple because that is the symbol for swingers, because she can't get action from Alito because it's only by appointment. And then Roger Stone, someone on
Twitter. You worked hard on that.
Well, thanks. Someone on Civic Media said something about the Richard Nixon tattoo, and I had a nightmare that following night where he was taking back shots from a boyfriend of his. I don't know who it was, but it the Richard Nixon tattoo was shaking its jowls, and I just, it burned in my brain, and now yours, too.
A little too graphic, man. We didn't need that, Cam.
I am not a crook.
The last thing. It's the last thing, I promise. Dom, you like comics, right?
Sure.
How do you feel about all the Republicans going around, all the boys that have the Punisher memorabilia on their vehicles?
Yeah, I'm not fond of it.
Do you think
Frank
Castle would be for that?
The Punisher. Cam, maybe she got the Punisher tattoo. Thanks for the call, man. You know, there was here in Milwaukee, I think there was a crew within the Milwaukee Police Department that had the Punishers on their squads. And, you know, they're kind of known to give a hard time to some of the locals, let's call it. So, yeah, anytime I see that kind of thing, I'm very questionable as to the motivations of those folks, given some of the history that I'm aware of. I appreciate the call, as always, 844-967-2789. Nick from Madtown, you are up. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, are you still wondering what kind of pet that Mrs. Alito has? Was that what you were asking for?
I am desperately wondering what you think. She's got tramp stamped on her lower back.
Right. I thought it was pretty. I thought this was just common knowledge. I guess I thought you guys were pretty tuned in. But it's she's got one of her and Mrs. Thomas using a two-way love device.
Nick, I appreciate the call, man, and I love where you're going. We're gonna pause it there. And call back again, man.
Comics like heavy metal graphic comics don't work as well on the radio.
Come on, heavy metal is a great, great animated movie. Big fan of the Mad magazines, of course. You know, the Conan books when I was a kid growing up. But of course, come on, you can't forget Archie comic books, man. Those are the only good comics my parents would let me read when I was a wee lab. 844-967-2789.
Archie is good. You liked Archie and Veronica? Which one was he dating? The blonde or the brunette?
Wasn't it always a struggle? I guess I wasn't clear. It's been a while since I did like Jughead, man. He was my favorite character. 844-967-2789. Speaking of characters, CJ, you are up. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. CJ, what's on your mind today?
You got a flag upside down at the house, CJ? Hey, CJ. You got your flag upside down?
You know, I think it's justified when there's an airplane full of people dying every day due to fentanyl. And finally, this administration is, now he can do something. But we've been hearing for 3.5 years, guys, that
Kamala, our border czar, had the border secure. Well,
so we're good then. You're gonna support Biden and his efforts on the border. Then are you happy, CJ?
Too little, too late, like everybody's saying.
Stamp.
And it doesn't solve the issue, does it, Dom?
Well, no, I got it. Let me ask you about the topic we're actually talking about, CJ. If I may, the Alito, the U.S. Supreme Court Justice, flying the flag upside down at his residence, flying the heaven flag, whatever. Both flags prevalent at the January 6th riot, insurrection, coup attempt. both flags flying at a U.S. Supreme Court's residence. Do you find that problematic? Are you okay with that?
God bless them.
Okay, yes, I appreciate your answer. Let me ask you another question. What if
this president,
CJ, if I may, hang on, man. Come on, listen, play along. Now, what if one of the liberal justices were flying a Black Lives Matter flag, and then they were also hearing cases regarding the Black Lives Matter protest? Would you think that was appropriate for them to be sitting in judgment on a case involving that organization?
What, they still exist? I didn't know they existed. They took all the money and ran.
You're not asking the question, though, CJ. Again, it's a hypothetical. If one of the liberals were flying the Black Lives Matter flag, would you support them being on a case that involved the Black Lives Matter group?
Man, you are so desperate.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
It's a simple question, man.
It's getting funny to listen to you guys.
It's, you know, but because, you know what, here's the problem, CJ, and thanks for playing, but, you know, I just exposed you as the fraud and the fake that you are. Because if it's okay for one, if it's no big deal and bless their hearts, then why would you have any question? Why would you stand up? Absolutely, it's their right to fly that flag, even though they're going to hear a case about Black Lives Matter protests. See, there's no consistency, CJ. And I get it. I mean, it's, you know, we understand where you're coming from. We get what the megas are doing. You're a bunch of trolls. You're a bunch of babies. You want it your way or the highway. You want it no matter what. And now you're going to support a guy who is out there right now continuing to threaten to what? Randomly just fight fire with fire, quote unquote, from the New York Times. I'm going to start jailing and prosecuting new Democrats. Yeah. Oh, okay. For what? They're already doing it, man. You got a Democratic administration prosecuting Democratic congressmen right now. Literally right now. You got a Democratic administration, a Biden Department of Justice prosecuting Biden's son. So tell me more what the Republican administration are going to do that the current administration isn't doing. You're going to make some stuff up? Huh? You're going to drum stuff up? You're going to plant some evidence? Is that what we're getting to? So I'm really, really curious. They're going to start arresting, I don't know, media types just because, you know, you insulted the royal family, that kind of stuff. Is that the world we're going to live in? Because that's not the world I'm ever, ever going to live in and never, ever take it. So, CJ, here's the trick, man. Be consistent. If you believe it, you can be consistent about it. If you don't, you're just a worthless hack. But thanks for calling.
Carrie from Tulsa on the text line notes. In response to Dom, says it all. Gotcha. Can't argue fact. Never. And I would point out, he reminds me of Hillary Clinton, that forced laughter. CJ, you are the spitting of Hillary Clinton when she laughed. Hope that doesn't bother you at all. Tramp Stamp is old school Harambee 4chan. Or Pepe the Frog. That'd be on Mrs. Karen Alito's lower back.
Well done. Well done.
And CJ getting some love, effing chucklehead. Don't laugh, CJ. Your guy's blue blood vessels over a coffee cup in a brown suit. You know, it was tan. But I think we know what you mean.
Hey,
Devil's
big
advocates.
Difference between brown and tan, just saying.
Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. It's a text line. It's a phone line. Just don't be a CJ.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Waba.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Radio show. It is our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the talk text party line, 844-967-2789.
I think Rich just plays the rock and roll loud to get rid of the Republican listeners. the music's too damn loud, you kids.
Oh, come on,
you kids.
I like to think he played.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us. It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go.
go relax in a cabana, go golfing, going for a nice dinner, oh, go for the special, go for the weekend, heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show, go shopping, go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters baseball is on the air for the eighth time here in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here, live from Warner Park, Madison, Wisconsin, the home of the Madison Mallards. It's the first of 12 matchups between your Rafters and the Mallards this season. The first of four straight. We'll have back-to-back here in Madison tonight and tomorrow, and then two straight at Witter Field, spanning out to end the week. A couple next week here as well, but game one is set for tonight. The Rafters haven't played in a few days. Sunday afternoon in Mequon, Wisconsin, against the Lakeshore Chinooks was the last time they played due to a rainout on Monday night. I missed all of you Rafter fans here on WFHR. Monday evening was supposed to be the second of two against the Chinooks. The Rafters were looking for a sweep instead. They'll look to make it two in a row here in Madison this evening. Talked about the most recent Rafter contest back at Moonlight Graham Field. Tristan Krusenberry made his second start of the season, the opening day starter for the Rafters, who got the ball on Monday, Memorial Day in Fond du Lac against the Dock Spiders, threw the exact same amount of pitches in the ballgame on Sunday that he did on that opening day. 61 pitches in three innings. He allowed one hit and one run, walked four and struck out one. Brandon Scott, then the left-hander from Division II Hillsdale College, got the ball from there, throwing two innings. Didn't allow a run, or I should say didn't allow a hit. Still five hitless innings for Scott, but two runs came across against the left-hander, both unearned. He walked three and struck out one while throwing 42 pitches. Sidney Ferry, the right-hander from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, got the ball from there and picked up the win out of the bullpen in this one for Wisconsin Rapids, going three innings, allowing two hits, two runs, no walks. None of those runs were earned either and struck out one across 44 pitches. Max Weitzel collecting his Northwoods League-leading fourth save. Four for four in save opportunities as Weitzel slamming the door shut, facing just one over the minimum in the ninth inning. Throwing 13 pitches in that one frame. Didn't allow a hit, a run, did walk one, and struck out one Chinook hitter. That was to end the ballgame from their designated hitter, Sam Hunt. We get to starting lineups and pitching matchups this evening here in just a couple of minutes from Warner Park. We have a new Rafter towing the rubber this evening, making his Wisconsin Rapids debut. He is a native of Wisconsin. He'll throw for an inning or so, and then it'll go on to the bullpen to open up this first of four and first of two here on the road. Once again, WFHR, you can catch all 72 Rafter games this season right here with myself. Looking forward to continuing this 15th season of Rafters baseball and the 31st season of the Northwoods League here in 2024. As we look across the Northwoods League this evening, who else is playing and how the standings shape up? We always like to do that throughout the broadcast. We figure here in the pregame show, why not do it now? Royal Oak is taking on Battle Creek at MCCU Field. Port Arthur Stadium, home of the 7-1 Thunder Bay Border Castle, take on the Duluth Huskies. Obviously, our matchup here between a pair of 4-3 teams. Top one in Kokomo, the 1-7 Jackrabbits hosting the Kalamazoo Growlers this evening. Traverse City will host Lakeshore. Eau Claire hosting Rochester. The 1-6 Green Bay Rockers go to Copeland Park to take on the 5-3 Lacrosse Loggers. A couple of four-win teams will play at ISG Field, the home of the Mankato Moondogs and the site of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game. Moondogs hosting the Wilmer Stingers this evening. Fond du Lac goes 2-8-0 Wausau at Athletic Park, a 6:35 first pitch there. Minot travels to Bismarck to take on the 4-4 Larks. The 2-4 Hot Tots looking for their third win of the season. A pair of 5-3 teams at Simmons Field in Kenosha, the Rockford Rivets, and the Kenosha Kingfish. And lastly, one of the new teams in the Northwoods League, the Badlands Big Sticks, enter tonight at 4-4. They're home at Dickinson Baseball Field to take on the 2-6 St. Cloud Rocks. As we mentioned, looking at the standings entering tonight, the 8-0 Wausau Woodchucks lead the way in the Great Lakes West Division. Your Rafters just a few games behind. A lot of baseball to play as we get further into this first half of the season. The game that was canceled Monday for Wisconsin Rapids at Moonlight Graham Field has been set the day after the All-Star break, that Thursday, July 26th. It'll be a 4:05 first pitch for Game 1, that being the made-up game that was not played on Monday. Then we'll have a 6:35 game two of that doubleheader. So it gets weird because the next time Wisconsin Rapids goes to Mequon, it'll be in the second half of the season. So that will throw off records in the first half, determining who wins the subdivisions in the first half of the season.
So they'll have to go based on winning percentages here the rest of the way. The Great Lakes East entering tonight, the 6-2 Traverse City Pittsbitters sit atop of the division. As we mentioned, the 5-3 teams, Kenosha and Rockford, will battle it out. Battle Creek, Royal Oak, a couple of 4-4 teams. You got the 3-5 Kalamazoo Growlers and the 1-7 Kokomo Jackrabbits. Talk about the rest of the divisions. We'll get into tonight's starting pitching matchups and the starting lives in just a minute. National Anthem about to be sung here at Warner Park. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs.